This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Closer to home, the top story unfolding in the Texas capital city. It's a hearing about a rule which could affect, wait for it, abortion providers and those seeking such services. This new rule is currently set to take effect next month, and it would require abortion clinics to bury or cremate any fetal tissue as a result of miscarriage or abortion. Safe to say most Texans didn't see this coming, since it wasn't part of any formal legislative effort. But what would this new rule entail exactly? Joining us now is Tricia Trujillo. She is staff attorney for the ACLU of Texas. Welcome to the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
How would this proposed regulation work exactly?
This regulation would impose special requirements following miscarriages and abortions at even the earliest stages of pregnancy. It basically singles out abortion clinics for more expensive regulations that wouldn't apply to any other type of medical procedure.
Now, when you say singles out, what are we talking about here? And in fact, what is the cost? Who would bear it?
So what we're talking about is the requirement that following a miscarriage or an abortion clinic actually conduct a burial or cremation. What the actual effect of these regulations would be to put a higher cost in the hands of patients who are seeking abortions. And that's really important. Cost really matters here. Three quarters of women who are seeking abortion care live near or below the federal poverty line. What that means for a single woman is that she's living on just $11,770 a year, which is obviously very low. Forcing a woman who lives on that annual income to pay for an unnecessary burial or cremation on top of the cost of the medical care she's seeking is very likely to push a safe abortion out of her reach.
Of course, what we should establish, what actually does happen to fetal tissue currently?
So right now, the same regulations are imposed for both fetal tissue and other human tissue. The regulations allow multiple methods of disposition. The methods are sanitary, they're safe, and what the Health and Human Services Commission seeks to do is eliminate all of those methods for both miscarriages and abortions and require either burial or cremation.
As you're probably aware, Governor Abbott says that this fetal tissue and other remains shouldn't end up in a landfill. It does some of it, in fact, end up getting disposed along with the trash, as it were?
It's not along with the trash. I don't know if we would agree with that characterization. What's actually happening is that the medical remains are being disposed of in what's called in the regulations a sanitary landfill. But your reference to Governor Abbott's comments, I think, is really important, because both Governor Abbott and Commissioner Smith, the head of the Health and Human Services Commission, have been bragging in the media about their actual intent for these regulations. They've both admitted that these regulations are not about advancing public health. And advancing public health is the only thing that this agency is actually authorized to be doing. And it's very clear that the governor and the commissioner are using this agency to accomplish their own personal moral agenda.
Well, that brings us to a question about the process here. Why didn't this go through a legislative process like similar measures in other states? It's my understanding that this was promulgated, early July, shortly after the Supreme Court decision in the 2013 Texas abortion rules case.
That's right. It was published just 4 days afterward, and the governor has intimated in the press that he was hanging on to this regulation and really waiting to publish it, which we take as a message of serious disrespect for the Supreme Court's ruling about the constitutional rights of Texas women. The governor has also been saying in the press that they're going to try to push this through in legislation when the session comes. I don't know why they would try to push this through a health agency when it's clearly not a health regulation. It might have something to do with the fact that the governor is already referencing it in fundraising emails. And frankly, that's really stunning. What we're talking about here is access to health care. We're talking about dignity for Texas women, and we're talking about a very serious issue where there could be ultimately really life or death safety concerns because women just can't get the medical care that they need.
But ultimately, would it survive a court challenge? I think that wasn't there a similar law that Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee, signed into law in his state that was eventually struck down by a federal court, right?
That's correct. An almost exactly similar law in Indiana has already been enjoined. Louisiana has passed a similar law that's already being challenged in the courts. And that's why we're really hopeful that today's testimony will have some impact on the agency. We hope that they listen to reason, that they see the parallels between Texas's abortion laws that have already been struck down and this regulation. They're both unnecessary health regulations that burden access to abortion for no reason other than to block women from accessing medical care. And as the Supreme Court ruled, again, 4 days before this regulation was published, that's just not constitutional.
Tricia Trujillo is staff attorney with the ACLU of Texas. She's testifying in today's hearing. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.